AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel is firing on Gaza again after a planned pause to help people escape the fighting. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Israeli missiles slam northern Gaza. Hamas says the courtyard and obstetrics department of Shifa Hospital were hit, killing one person and wounding several others. Israel claims Hamas uses the hospital complex as a command center.
Ohio State University officials say somebody vandalized a Jewish center near campus, and two students were assaulted after being asked if they were Jewish. It's being treated as a hate crime. The Big Ten has suspended Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh for its last three games because of alleged spying that gave the team an unfair advantage. CBS Detroit's Ronnie Duncan.
The University of Michigan says that the discipline by the Big Ten commissioner ignores their right to due process as it comes before the end of the investigation.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebs Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. A man from Toma is going to federal prison for pretending to be a disabled veteran. A judge sentenced Jonathan Walker to up to 15 months yesterday. Walker never even served in the military, but since he claimed to be a disabled veteran, he won Defense Department contracts for his heating and air conditioning business. That includes a pair of contracts at Fort McCoy worth $2 million. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Piece by piece, the condemned condo high-rise in Waukesha is coming down. Who will ultimately pay for the demolition of the Horizon West condo is still a matter in court, but the city isn't waiting, and the process to bring it down will last through early next year. Due to asbestos, it's not a blast and be done with it type of job. The city forced people living in the condo out 2 years ago when concern came up about a building collapse. The new advisory bike lanes in Milwaukee are all done. The lanes are now open on East Edgewood between Oakland and Lake Drive. The goal is to let people on bikes use the same road as cars, but some residents have concerns. They're worried that having bikes and cars together may cause accidents. They're also not happy that the bike lanes have reduced the number of traffic lanes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo scored an incredible 54 points, and yet Milwaukee lost to the Pacers. The final, the Pacers 126, the Bucks 124. Adrian Griffin on watching Giannis at work, shooting 1 point shy of his career high of 55.
You know, it's just awesome to see someone with his length, his size, his footwork. He's going to go down as one of the greatest players to ever play this game.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have three games left in the season, next week against Nebraska, followed by Minnesota, and tomorrow they host Northwestern. Badgers safety, Hunter Wohler.
You know, with the talent we have in the locker room, we haven't been good on Saturdays.
The Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. Mike Tomlin has been the Steelers head coach since 2007, a year longer than Matt LaFleur has been in the NFL.
I don't think he's ever had a losing season, which is incredible. He's the model of consistency in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Overcast tonight with lows around 29. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 45. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates,